So let's describe the evolution. How did this idea for this EP all come about?
Well, you know, I think that every artist goes through a series of self-evolutions where they realize, like, oh, this is what I'm saying right now, or this is what's important to me, and that hopefully over the course of a career happens many times, right? So that everybody is constantly growing and discovering new things. And I think for me, I came to a spot over the course of the past year and a half where I felt like this was my first important evolution as an artist. And I just really discovered what it is I'm supposed to sort of put out into the world. So it was partially that. And also, just to be candid, I mean, I'm a huge biology nerd. So I have like a very strong connection to the earth, and also having studied it and learned a lot about it. And so the whole concept of evolution to me is fascinating. So that's where I'm coming from with that.
You just said that, you know, every artist goes through that stage where they're finding out what they have to say. So what do you think it is you're saying right now?
You know, so there's two levels of it. There's like your actual sound, what you identify with sonically, like you listen to something and the complexity or the simplicity, whatever it is, like the sonic landscape speaks to you. So I think mostly what I'm saying right now in this evolution of my artistry is it has to do with transportive qualities. So like the soundscapes in the EP are really what are supposed to capture people and make them feel transported. So, I mean, obviously my lyrics are very honest and heartfelt, and I think they come from a thoughtful place that I spend a lot of time and care saying stuff. I don't want people to feel things. I want them to feel transported. I want them to feel inside of me. I would say that what I'm saying right now as an artist is has to do with the environment and that environment for you as a listener.
Let's speak about Luminous. That is a very, very interesting audio track. What was the creative process behind it? What inspired you to create it?
I was talking about being inspired sonically, that piano part in 7, my producer and I were working, and he came up with that part. It was one of those, it took so much meticulous, tender, and care, but the place for me that I was coming from is one of self-love. It's like that moment in the middle of the night when you feel anything but self-love, like you feel alone and desperate, and the song is about being filled up with the ability to move past that. So, you know, I think that those moments in their lives, especially in the middle of the night when there's nothing you can do and it's dark, and song is meant to just to be filled up with encouragement for yourself to move through that. So, you know, the song in and of itself is kind of a journey and an evolution. It's definitely not straightforward in any way, but it's, that's where I was coming from with it.
Your sound is almost like the Magic Eye. I'm not sure if you remember those, but those little pictures that, you know, you kind of look into and you don't see anything at first, but once you kind of just let your mind go, then the picture starts to come out. Is that like kind of what you're trying to go for as far as your music goes?
You know, that's really beautiful. That's really cool that you made that association. I think that it in the sense that, like, once you're inside of it, you see many, many beautiful things, and it's layered and textured, and there's like a whole world inside of it. Yes, that's what I was going for. So yeah, that's a cool association. I dig that. I hope that it's not nothing that you see at first, but it's definitely meant to be something that is further explored, and it's like you can't get everything at the first pass, let's put it that way. Certainly after, like, you know, these songs, I've spent so much time individually on each and creating a world, and I think it's meant to unfold for you.
Let's speak about your voice a little bit. You kind of have this Sarah McLachlan, Paula Cole kind of, I can't really describe it. It's very 90s like acoustic rock pop. I mean, what did you listen to growing up, and what do you think inspired you to sing the way that you do?
You know, I've listened to just about everything. I mean, my favorite stuff honestly has nothing to do with the 90s, which is funny because I get that association sometimes, mm-hmm. and I've listened to so little 90s music, it's almost embarrassing. I listen primarily to, I have favorite music from every decade, you know, and especially, you know, current and everything, but my favorite music that I was steeped in growing up was like Simon and Garfunkel.
Nice.
I've listened to a lot of classic rock. I love Led Zeppelin. I love Pink Floyd. I love that whole generation of musicians, Fleetwood Mac. I listened to a significant amount of jazz for a long time. I think my musical tastes are so varied, and I've never like specifically said, oh, this is who I sound like. I think I've never even really paid attention to what my voice sounds like, to be honest. But it's interesting that you say that, because I have gotten the Sarah McLachlan comment several times. So,
as far as how you want the listener to feel at the end of this EP, I mean, the way the music scene is now, people usually like cherry pick. They'll pick a song or two. They won't download the whole thing. But let's just say someone does. They download the whole EP, and you want them to kind of get like one feeling after listening to everything. What do you think it would be, and why?
Well, so a lot of my inspiration comes from this sort of fanciful, like wanting to tap into escapism and this fanciful world that lives inside of the imaginative plant. It's beautiful and it's also dark, but it's all of those things. And for me, it's really important that well supported and maintained, and that world can exist for every single listener in its own form, you know? And I think it's the same concept as for, like, when readers read Lord of the Rings, for instance, or Harry Potter, and they're transported to this other place, and it's this world, and they feel so a part of that world. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It's like they feel such a connection to it because they've inside of it, and that's why, like, globally so many people love it, because it's just, like, this universal sort of, like, place of escapism, where anything is possible. Sometimes with, you know, the economy and everything, like, it's been really, like, present reality has been really hard. It's been really difficult. And I think being able to tap into a place of possibility and imagination and where people can be bigger than what they can be in their present day lives is really beautiful, and it's really important for happiness. And that's what this EP is for me. I mean, I love those things so much. I love fantasy. I love escapism. I love, you know, being in nature and feeling there are things around me that are so much bigger than me. And so I would just love people to feel some sort of place like that after listening to the EP. I just want them to feel a part of something. I want them to feel changed and okay.
Is that perhaps the reason why, you know, the press release is written so mysteriously and, like, your photos are covering your face? Are you trying to, like, kind of make the listener go to some other place and not be focused on such tangible things as, you know, like what you look like and, you know, like what your real name might be and all of those things?
Yeah, but, I mean, that's very spot on and perceptive of you. And it's not like I'm not trying to be so tactical about it. It's more like Alice in the Glass Lake was chosen for a very specific reason. I mean, the Glass Lake is a real place for me. But it's just like how, you know, a book or a movie or a song can transport people to, like, a real place for themselves. And sort of my goal, I guess what I'm saying as an artist, what I want to give to people is the opportunity to be transported to a place like that. And that's why I want to focus on the Glass Lake. Like, for right now, like, nobody needs to know what my face looks like. That's not what it's about. It's about the music. It's about the feeling. So, picked up on it. It's about the world. Very perceptive.
I try. All right, so before you told us some of the things that you listened to, the Fleetwood Mac and, you know, some of that 70s, you know, rock, the classic rock, Led Zeppelin, give me something on your iPod that you're absolutely ashamed of, but you love anyway.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I'm not really ashamed of loving anything.
Or maybe something that doesn't kind of conform to, you know, societal conventions. You know, something that, like, you know, you're not supposed to like, but you love anyway.
I'm trying to think, like, what I have on my iPod that's, like, cliche. I'm obsessed with Queen. But everybody pretty much likes Queen.
Yeah.
So, I just feel like their whole, like, the whole thing, the whole spectacle was so awesome. And same with David Bowie. I'm just so into that. But I'm trying to think. This is embarrassing. About, you know what, about a couple of years ago, that Katy Perry song, what, I don't even remember what it was called. The one about, you think I'm pretty without any makeup on. You know that song? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh my God. I was like, no, it's probably a good thing that you don't know. This is what we're talking about, things we're ashamed of. I, for some reason, one Katy Perry song, I was like, this is my guilty pleasure. Like, why can't I get enough of this? I don't even, like, tend towards Uber Pop, but I just couldn't get enough of it. And then I had, like, my threshold. There was, like, the month period where I rocked that jam, and then I was like, okay, I'm over this. Like, I need to save my dignity here. But then again, you know what? I have so much respect for her. I think that she is an individual who absolutely had a vision and have had, like, a voice and what she, like, something that she wanted to execute and say. So, like, I don't hold it against her that, you know, she's, like, this super glittery cupcake pop, you know what I mean? Like, because that's what she wanted, so it's cool. So I guess I don't, that's not a guilty pleasure. I'm not afraid of loving stuff that gets stuck in my head and is good. So
okay, what are your long-term goals in music? Like, what do you really want to get accomplished?
What I really want to get accomplished, I think I've already outlined a little bit, just in the sense of, you know, creating an environment. You know, there's this word, paracosm, which my mother actually introduced me to, and every time I say it, people are like, what? Excuse me? It's like not even recognized in word, in Microsoft Word, which is, like, I'm getting really heady here, right? But paracosm is an imaginary world, right? So, like, at its simplest form, it's a little kid with having an imaginary friend, and to everybody else it's imaginary, but to them it's actually really real, you know? And at its most fleshed out form, it's a Tolkien thing where there's religion and history and different creatures, and it's like this whole world that's been fleshed out that a participant can live inside of. So, without getting too heady here, I guess my goal is that, like, I kind of think about my music, and anybody's music who's, like, really successful in creating a sound for themselves in general, is that I think of it as a paracosm. It's like if you're very true and honest and specific and successful in molding this sound, people can live inside of it. So I guess I want to create a space for people to feel like they've been taken to, and I want them to feel very much like it's a, you know, it is the sound of Alice in the Glass Lake, and I want it to reach as many people as possible and have be able to flesh out those possibilities with that, you know? I mean, like, ultimately, I would love to be touring you around. I love traveling. I'm kind of a gypsy in that way, so I'd love to be traveling and just, you know, with a show and just have, you know, sky's the limit with that kind of stuff. I mean, if you want to think about it in those terms, like, if you're creating a world for people to live inside of, like, look, Katy Perry, she did it with her tour, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the ultimate goal. I just want to be performing and playing music and connecting with people. That's what I want to do.